If Armagh are going to stay in the hunt for a first Ulster since 2008, he needs to find the back of the net. If not, Donegal will be champions. Again, Sean Patton moving inside his line. It's McFarland against Patton. Here comes McFarland. See ya! Donegal are Ulster champions! Yes. Sean Patton has saved it! But he's the hero of the day in Clonus. An 11th Ulster title for Donegal. And it's all come down to Sean Patton. Armagh suffer heartbreak and penalties. And Donegal, get over the line.
So tough of McGuinan. Listen, it's the lottery was there. Listen, Ashley, so much pressure on the players. Donegal penalties were unbelievable. We won the one opportunity. We got him a four. But at Patton's legs, this time Kenton guessed correctly. And Donegal are Ulster champions. Sean Patton is the hero. But I'll tell you what, Ashley, the whole squad is a hero. What an effort. What an occasion for Donegal. John McGuinness again. Five Ulster championships, five finals. This is our fourth victory. He's brought the magic. And somehow, Ashley, we've got 4 points down to come back. Equalise again, and then win it. Penalties, Ash, a momentous occasion. The Donegal fans hit the pitch. It's a sea of green and gold. Donegal are Ulster champions again.
Donegal are Ulster champions, and I'll tell you what, trying to get into that group of supporters because Sean Patton and the team are in there somewhere. But it took a hero of the day, and it proved to be Sean Patton who saved the sixth penalty off Armagh. Martin McHugh's trying to get his breath back here because Mark McHugh, who's up here in the press area as well, I think he nearly tumbled everybody. They get past us when Sean Patton saved that. Martin was dramatic.
Unbelievable. Hey, hush. One of my best days in Clonus, I have to say. That was someone. Tell you, this has been some Ulster championship. We beat Derry, we beat Tyrone, we beat Armagh, we beat the three team. And the start of the year, we weren't given much of a chance doing that. Got promotion. And I'll tell you, fair play to Jim McGuinness. We put Kieran Thompson up first. He made a call in second. He put Aaron Doherty up to kick the penalty. And fair play to Aaron Doherty, he buried it. And they went with the same player secondly kick it. Look at it, I feel sorry for Armagh. Feel very sorry for them. It's a bad way to lose a game. But what a one for Donegal. This'll do the world for us. We'll worry about what's happening down the road now. But unbelievable. Listen, their Cork man after text me came up from Cork to watch this. And that's one of the great things, Ossie. They're coming from Cork and Kerry to watch us play in Ulster finals, where we always went down in the past to watch Cork and Kerry. That's what I mean. What a performance. It's tough on Armagh, tough on Kieran McGeaney. But what a performance. But look at the Donegal penalty takers. What bottle they showed. Really bottle they showed to kick them penalties. And Aaron Doherty kicking two of them to win it. And then Sean Patton saved. Probably we had an advantage. I didn't like to say it beforehand. The natural soccer goalkeeper and a good goalkeeper. They probably have a goalkeeper. It's kind of a Gaelic player. Patton Sean would have played Gaelic. But wasn't it great news that he was able to play? I'm not saying that Young McGreedy wouldn't have saved or done anything else, but wasn't it a big plus? The left was, we got Owen Bann game time in a mail. Well done. Pick a man of the match. I don't even know who you give it. I give it to the five men who kicked the penalties in Sean Patton. Because they showed the bottle of doing it. And it's not easy. And I feel sorry for young McPartlin from Armagh to have missed that second penalty and everybody else. But look at it. I seen it here last year. It's all about winners, isn't it? That's the sad thing. It doesn't matter how you won. It's all about winners and everything else. But, you know, it'll quiet. I thought the Armagh crowd were a wee bit ungrateful in the penalties. They started to cheer and get on back. Didn't like that. One thing I didn't like and everything else. But saying that, what a one. Jim McGuinness is keeping one. He's only lost one Ulster Championship game. You know, that was my 2013 where we were still celebrating from 12. And, you know, it's great. And, you know, Jimmy's still winning matches. Yeah. And it's, the whole thing is great.
You're going to give us a wee song?
It's been a brilliant year. It's been a brilliant year for Donegal. Yeah. And I'm so proud today of the whole way. You know, everything about them. This is what about. We're a proud county. And we had a couple of bad years. And we're a real proud county. And this was great today. And it's great to be here, Highland Radio, and to hear part of the whole thing, because I really have to say I enjoyed it. But, you know, you're far more nervous when you're watching it, having a young lad playing, than you ever were when you're out playing.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
Martin McHugh gave us an emotional speech to us the day that we were put out of the championship last year. And it's come from full circle. And he's emotional here today in a different way. He's a proud Donegal man. And listen, Martin, 18 minutes into the second half, we were four down. We could have won five down.
But that's what we talked about earlier. Yeah. That's the great thing about this team. Even the penalties. Look at the confidence we had kicking the penalties. I don't know, we'll hear. They might have been practicing them, Brendan and Oisin, you know. Yeah. They might have been practicing them, everything else. But Look at the confidence he had in kicking them. Yes. Look at Aaron Doherty. Look at the bottle he showed to go up and kick them penalties. It's not easy. It's not easy to do that. And the thing was, 4 points down, looked like it was all over. Armagh had it a one. People are going to tell us afterwards they didn't know how to win it. Donegal showed, like we did against Tyrone, how we were able to come back. 2 points down in extra time, we came back. This is going to stand for this team. I think there's exciting times ahead. I know we have Tyrone coming to Balbuffet in 2 weeks' time, whatever, but this is a great day for Donegal. And look at the Donegal crowd that's out in the field there now. This is what it's all about, boys, out there. And that, you know, them men were, as I said, amateurs, and these people came to support them, and they're giving them something real. And it's great for the children and everything else at Donegal. We don't always be up at the top, you know. We haven't won only a couple of Ireland, but I'll tell you one thing, we've got behind our team, and this team has shown great character to have us to win this match the way they did in the end up.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal stuff. Niall O'Donnell's actually getting the man of the match. I'm just looking down below me. But listen, Brendan, we've been listening to Martin and how passionate he is and how proud a Donegal man is. We're seeing what this victory is doing for these supporters here. We've seen after the semi-final the way the players stayed on the pitch after they beat Tyrone, sure, and they met their supporters, and we're seeing it at here today. And the county's all glued back together again.
It's part of what the magic that Jim brings, and Martin has mentioned it there. You know, he seems to have this thing, and if you look at it maybe beginning the opposite way, and I know it's tough on them, but really after so many finals we've lost to them, I have really do sympathy for them. You know, this is our day, and I'm not worried about our man in particular. And even going into the next stage of the group, you know, this is a big victory for us. You know, after the last couple of times we're up here, and even from 22, the way our man bossed us physically, they looked like they were going to do that from time to time today. You know, much more better at the turnovers than Donegal. They were breaking through, and they bossed the game in many ways. But as Martin says there, Donegal dug so deep, and I think Niall's probably getting man of the match for them 2 points that he scored.
When we were Ossian Gallen's got their team man of the match. He's always different. Right. So I think their team won. Can it happen? Is the official one, is it?
Well, the first half. The BBC give it a 9 at all.
It's good to see you. Good. Brendan's very happy these senior news men get man of the matches. But it's great. Look, there were many man of the matches in the Donegal team there the day. And you know that there. But it's great.
You know, this team hasn't been beat this year, you know, through the league and through the championship. And you know, when we're not playing well, we have so many players who can conjure up a bit of magic. We weren't playing well against Tyrone, and yet somehow we find a way to hang in games. And like those 4 points down then, 2 points down and out of time, we just seem to find the magic from somewhere. And listen, guts, and talk about standing there, team. As Martin's saying there, you know, it's been a tough Ulster championship. Here we are, we're champions.
Here comes Sean Patton. He's worked his way through the crowd, so he has up to the enclosed area at the front, and he's been greeted by the hundreds of supporters that are out on the pitch here, and he was phenomenal in the penalty shootout. And guess what? The party's starting here in St. Shearer's Park in Clonus. We've even got Martin McHugh dancing, so we have. But we're going to try and get some reaction from this victorious Donegal camp. The hills of Donegal, I'm sure, are going to be blaring through the tannoy system shortly. That reaction will be available online. And Brendan, just finally, we'll leave the last word to you. You're going to have a busy show tomorrow night. It's probably going to be one of the most enjoyable of the year.
Listen, for sure, Oshin, listen. What guts from this team, you know. It's in there. The scenes that we're seeing here, the whole county is invisible. I met the Armagh chairman, I was chatting to him on Friday. He says, anything but penalties. And I think at the end of the day, that bit of composure, that bit of bottle, and there's just the magic that McGuinness brings. And what a night we have in store, what a couple of days. Really looking forward to the show tomorrow night, and that buzz that this team has brought back to Donegal.
Yeah, and you will of course be able to listen to that show live as from 7 o'clock tomorrow night on air, and of course online at highlandradio.com as well. St. Shearer's Park in Clonus is bouncing. The Donegal supporters and players and management are celebrating down below us. Mark McHugh, many thanks for joining us today. We'll talk about the All-Ireland Series another day. We're going to enjoy this one, we have it, because you have to celebrate them when you win. It doesn't happen very often. Thanks as well to Brendan Devaney. We're getting a photograph taken here by a man, the three of us with a thumbs up. We're going to go back to the studio. We'll get reaction online for you. Today has been class. It's been a long day. It has taken penalty shootouts for Donegal to get over the line, and the hero was Sean Patton on the evening. It's now what's coming up on 6:45. We thank you for listening. Thanks to Highland Motors as well for following us in our coverage during the Ulster Championship. The journey home is going to be a lot shorter this evening, that is for sure. For an 11th time, Donegal are Ulster champions. Jimmy and the group continue to win matches. They're unbeaten, and the Anglo Celt Cup is going to return to Donegal tonight.